This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain on the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in so that we can chime in and opine and do all the great things that we do here. And we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too. Via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our great veterans and military members, as well as a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much. Thank you for what you do to keep America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, one of our semi-regulars, whenever I can get her to come on the program, and it is Amanda Mackey, a Republican attorney, and ran for Congress here, Florida 13. And how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Captain?
Not too bad. Are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had the situation in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and before I jump right into the telephone caller that's been waiting patiently to get on, I'm just going to say there's so much responsibility for what happened yesterday. You can't look at one side of the aisle or one individual. There's a lot of people responsible for this on both sides of the political equation.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's people, you know, who don't want to you know, there are people who don't want to see people in Congress be there, and they're going to do what they want to do. It was obvious to me yesterday that by scaling the walls, by breaking the windows of the Capitol, and for your viewers, listeners who know, I worked on Capitol Hill for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, just as much as we were outraged about monuments and museums being desecrated over the summer by BLM and Antifa and whoever else was involved, it doesn't matter what their category of people or classification are. It doesn't matter. You don't do these things. These are our federal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
These are workplaces. And you going in and destroying property, stealing property, taking things from offices,
yeah,
sitting in the, you know, presiding chambers of the Senate, you know, you are causing mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And four people, are no longer, here because of, you know, actions that were taken yesterday.
Yep.
And we don't need to get into that because,
yep,
we don't know right now,
yep,
you know, what happened with everyone. We,
yep,
know one woman was shot who was, you know, protesting. But the point is that what happened yesterday is not a peaceful protest.
No.
There were people there to peacefully protest yesterday.
Yeah.
There were people there to hear the president speak. But the most important thing that I think we need to remember is why people are there in the first place.
Yeah.
They're there because of what happened on November 3rd.
No.
And there is outrage, and that is understandable how people feel, how upset people are.
Well, let me go to the phone line. We've had somebody been waiting here for a few minutes. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for Amanda?
Good morning, Amanda. Pleasure to speak with you for the first time, by the way.
Good morning.
We know the Democratic Party is in shambles. We know the Republican Party is in shambles. Now, never in my wildest dream did I ever think that I would find myself in the situation that we're in now. So having said that, I believe that President Trump is one of the greatest presidents to ever have come on the scene. I'm convinced that they were terrified of him because he was not beholden to nobody. He could get up there and pretty much do and say whatever he wanted to say and things that needed to be said that none of the other ones would even dare come close to say. And I think that they launched years ago, it started a long time ago, a well-coordinated assault to get him out of office. And that's exactly what happened. It was an assault on him to get him out of office. So my question to you is, I don't like regular politicians. I want to see somebody in 2024 that's like Donald Trump, that's not a career politician, that could come in and shake things up. But I'm concerned that after what happened yesterday, that the ability for somebody, whoever it may be, a private businessman or whoever, to come in, that their chances might be irreparably damaged. And I'm just wondering, how do we clean this up? How do we move forward? And
okay.
Do you think that somebody in the future, like a Donald Trump, could come back and possibly do it again? And that's my question.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Well, he didn't give you enough time to answer it adequately, but go ahead and try it here. You got about a minute.
Well, I would just say that, you know, President Trump may very well run again. And certainly that is where I think a lot of people think his head is right now, is that he believes he needs to come back and do this in 2024.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we're going to get into that. Okay, Amanda Mackey will be with us, and we'll be right back with another caller and another question, I'm sure. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And before I get back to Amanda Mackey, Republican attorney and former congressional candidate, I want to tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. The new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to the fantastic SUV that it is. The Rogue is really gone rogue, and it starts with those quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know that because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added feature that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan, and don't forget, over 800 vehicles now in stock at Moss Nissan, so they'll probably have the vehicle that you're looking for. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Check out your Moss Nissan store in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Or visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to save more money. All right, back to Amanda Mackey. Hello there, Amanda Mackey.
Morning again.
We have a question. I believe it's from Mary. Is this Mary?
Good morning. Hi. I believe that anybody can put a red hat on and carry a Trump flag. It doesn't matter who you are. I think they're going to know exactly who those people were getting in that Capitol. That didn't look like a lot of Trump moves. It looked more like an Antifa move. But we'll never know. It feels like an oppressive society already. But as long as they never look at those voting machines and with the voting irregularities, I think we're kind of had it with freedom. That's what I think. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you. Now, I do know from my sources, and you've got sources too, like I do, but my sources in the police and law enforcement wings in Washington, D.C., told me that facial recognition identified several hundred people that tried to and did get into the Capitol.
I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who did this. The acts that occurred, you know, they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And, you know, I don't really care who they are. Mm-hmm. The point is that people decided to do this. They should be prosecuted. We should never allow for this to happen. This hasn't happened since, 16, I believe.
Yep.
I mean, we're looking at over, you know, 200 years since something like this happened, and there's absolutely no reason for this. Now, I say this because people, you know, keep mentioning, well, what if it was this group? What if it was that group? There were people there that were there to peacefully protest, and mm-hmm. then there were people there who were there to scale the walls and destroy property. All those things that, you know, we said this summer, this is not acceptable, and President Trump went after them, rightfully so. You know, it doesn't matter who's doing it. It doesn't matter where or what the movement is. It's the fact that people did this and did this to our democracy yesterday.
Yeah.
What I really think Joe Biden should be thinking about is that he should not think he's coming in with any sort of mandate to do anything and push the radical left agenda that I believe he will pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is about a country that is divided, and he needs to recognize that the country's division, it needs mending, it needs healing, and it needs someone to not be pushing radical ideas like mm-hmm. defunding the police or, you know, packing the courts or giving D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood. He should not be looking at that. He should be looking at how you mend this country from what people believe was a stolen election. And
yeah.
that was what was yesterday was, you know, about. Of course, there were people there that, you know, did what they did, and that's wrong, and everyone has kind of come out and condemned that. But the pulse of why people did this is because they believe the election was stolen.
Yeah. Now, my question is, and this is kind of for both sides of the aisle, how much damage has been done to not only the GOP, but the Democrats, the electoral process altogether, and what we have next time around in 2022? Is this going to turn people off from coming out to vote?
I really think that people will see this as one incident, a dark day in our history for what happened. I don't think this changes whether people come and vote or not. I do think that it impacts who will want to run. You know, I ran for Congress, and in my mind the whole time, you know, having worked there for 10 years on Capitol Hill, I still couldn't stop and not think for a second when I saw that picture. And I don't know if your listeners remember. If you remember, there was Mike Waltz and another member of Congress who I don't know who they were, and they were ducking,
yeah,
trying to get out of the House office building.
I saw it. I also saw the security people standing there at the doorway with the guns drawn, pointing them at the people trying to get in through the other side that had busted the windows.
Right, and those were security people in plain clothes and suits. They were not people who, you know, should have been in the position to draw fire, because the Capitol Police did not, the leadership at the Capitol Police did not properly secure those buildings in anticipation of what was clearly, obviously going to be a day of, you know, protests. And some of those protests could have turned violent, which they did. And so, you know, I think that what we saw yesterday should, you know, it gets seared in the minds of people, and we lose good people who may want to run for office.
Well, violence, Amanda, in my opinion, has no place at all in America under any reason whatsoever, especially what we saw yesterday. And when it comes to the peaceful assembly of Americans looking to do more than express their First Amendment right, they should be able to do that, because we did that, and I've been involved, as you know, in the Tea Party movement. I was in it for a number of years. I'm still involved in it, because there's still a Tea Party, active Tea Party that I go to on a quite frequent basis. And you've been over to what's called the Tampa Bay Trump Club. That actually spun off out of a Tea Party. That's how they got started.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is we need to bring common sense back into the discussion, and not this, well, stop the nonsense.
That's absolutely the case. And I think the people who are freedom-loving people, who love the police, those are the people that, would never do this. So I don't know who these people were yesterday. Again, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they chose to do this and create a dark day in our nation's history on January 6th. And that is a day that, will be forever seared in our minds. But we are a strong nation. And look, after all that happened yesterday, you still had the legislative bodies in the House and the Senate regroup, get together, and they were there until 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I know. And they passed okayed the Electoral College vote, 306 for Biden and 232 for Trump.
They did. And Mitch McConnell said that they would. And ultimately, that's what happened. And the president said on Twitter, he said, we will have a peaceful transition of power. That's the way this country works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes this country great. As many of your listeners know, I was born in Iran. That's where we expect things like this to happen, in a country where elections are, held, but they don't matter. And for a lot of people, I understand. I worked in Wisconsin as a lawyer for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Back in their Thanksgiving week,
mm-hmm.
I saw what happened. There were laws on the books. They were ignored. What happened in Pennsylvania? Laws on the books.
Yep.
They were ignored. People are right to be mad, but this isn't how you show being
upset. No, and we, even though we can't get the courts to do anything about it, we can't get the judges to do anything about it, it is what it is. Right?
Look.
If they don't want to say it because there's not enough evidence to do whatever in their opinion, then we're stuck.
This is what I say. Yesterday was the exercise in, the electoral counting process, and the members of Congress who committed to doing something did.
Mm-hmm.
Channel your energy to helping Republicans get reelected in 2022,
mm-hmm.
take back the House, take back the Senate.
Yep.
That will prepare us for the agenda we need to set for 2024.
Have you got enough Pazamp and enough coffee to stick around for about another 6 or 7 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Amanda Mackey. She is a Republican attorney, and as you heard her say, she worked with the Trump campaign, and we're going to bring her back. We've got more questions, more people asking me questions here. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Three deaths were from medical episodes and one was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And before I come back with Amanda Mackey, I want to give everybody the phone number if you want to call in and ask any questions. 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 to ask my attorney guest, Amanda Mackey, any questions about how this all transpired and where we go from here. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the attorneys Farah and Farah. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farah and Farah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farah and Farah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farah and Farah. Let them push back. Visit farahandfarah.com. Alrighty, and don't forget that Farah and Farah, Farah spelled F-A-R-A-H, and it's Farah and Farah. Their phone number 24/7 is 877-245-6707. One more time, 877-245-6707. Call them and see if you got a case. It doesn't cost you a cent. Okay, Amanda Mackey's with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Anthony Marino. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, Anthony. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm listening to your show on the way to work, and I was at work all day yesterday when all that anarchy was happening.
Yes, sir.
But my comments were I wouldn't have done it. I don't condone violence. but there's some part of me that took pleasure in seeing the elites and the senators cowering behind their furniture, depending on the police, to keep them safe. Maybe how some of those poor people felt in the neighborhoods that they were burning down when some of the other organizations that I don't want to name were going through the streets, looting and burning and scaring people half to death or knocking on people's front doors or protesting in the, in the early morning.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, and I get what you're saying, Amanda. I understand that, but I don't take any pleasure in anybody having to suffer for any reason. I guess that comes from the fire service where if somebody was hurt, we tried to take care of them.
Look, we don't respond to violence with violence. We don't say, you know, someone was in a in a terrorizing place, and so we should then terrorize other people. Mm-hmm. That's just not the way that it works. Look, everyone has their frustrations, and I started out this show today talking about why people are doing this. They're frustrated at the process.
Yep.
They're frustrated at what's happening. They're frustrated at Democrats coming in and controlling every level of government. And, you know, they don't think that this isn't about being, you know, holed up for the last year in your home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone's, you know, this is COVID. This is, you know, an election that a lot of people, 80 million people, think was not free and fair.
Yeah.
Even 30% of Democrats believe that. There is frustration, and I understand that, but we don't respond with violence.
Okay, now
that's not the way a country works.
Let me ask you a question. I think that the next solution is, obviously, we have to look at 2022 right now, but we have local elections starting next year, 2021. There'll be local elections around. So when it comes to the mayors and when it comes to the city council, the town council, whatever the situation might be there, we need to start looking at that, number one, and we need to start thinking nationally but acting locally. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, you know, here's the thing. What you know that, you know, other countries don't is that you know that there will be an election in 2 years.
Okay.
And in other countries, there will be an election that will most certainly be rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, again, I understand they're upset. I was a Trump attorney. I saw it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. In 2 years, you will have the opportunity. Before 2 years, you will have the opportunity in your local elections.
Yep.
This is where we have to build back. We need to build for 2 years from now and 4 years from now, and it starts today.
And that's where election reform starts. Okay, let's go to we got two callers here. So the first one, is this Backgammon Bob?
Yep.
What's your question?
Seems like the only way that we can solve this is to restructure the electoral process and would be a convention of states, and with that maybe we could get in term limits. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, thank you. Well, I've always agreed with the fact that term limits need to be done because I can't understand how somebody can go in there to Congress or even at the local level where they allow it to do it and stick around for, what, 40 years?
Stay around for as long as they want. Look, when I ran for Congress, I supported and signed a pledge for term limits. You know, I don't believe in career politicians being there forever because I think people get, you know, a little fat and happy. And I saw it when I, you know, there are some members that have been there for years and do an incredible job. I think Bill Young, who represented the area that I live in St. Petersburg.
Yep.
He did a fantastic job.
Sure
and
did.
Every day he fought for people.
Yep.
That's a great thing. But there are a lot of people that go to Washington and forget why they were sent there in the first place.
All right. We have another caller. I want to try to get to him. He's been holding the longest here. Okay. Good morning. Who's this? Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yeah, Captain.
What's your question?
It's more of a question and a comment.
No, I need a question, not a comment, because we have other callers.
To your guest, how did she feel that people who are taxpaying, hardworking Americans that have responsibilities like a job, a family, and support would go and do something to create this anarchy and put their responsibilities at risk as far as with an arrest for further actions? I truly believe these were anarchists that were planted in this group.
We know that.
That Yeah. Well, if you look at the, if you look at those, okay, those photos, all how right could a guy have a shield break right through a window?
All right, hold on. I mean, all right, we got to go because otherwise he's not going to have time to answer. Yeah, we do know that there were anarchists involved there. We already know that by the facial recognition and the comments we've already heard from some law enforcement that have spoken up. But by the people that I talked to, they've said, we know several hundred of these people. We know where they're from and what they're doing.
Well, the FBI is seeking information related to assisting them in the individual, identifying the individuals who were instigating violence in the Capitol yesterday. So, you know, they're going to, the law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and the MPD, Metropolitan Police Department, is going to, you know, investigate fully. We don't, look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what group they're affiliated with. It's the fact that people took to doing what they did. And you wouldn't accept it if people came into your house. You wouldn't accept it if people came into your workplace. It's not acceptable. This is not mm-hmm what you do. And you will be prosecuted for doing this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether or not they have jobs and all of that, I agree. If someone has a job, they shouldn't risk it. But people do because, mm-hmm, you know, they're fed up or they're upset, yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah. But they also should know that laws apply to them. This is a country of laws.
Yeah. And the other thing is election reform is a state thing. So every state, we could have 95 different, well, we don't. We could have 50 states and 50 different laws. Florida got it right. I think every state ought to figure out what Florida did and use us as the model, and maybe, just maybe, that might help.
Florida did an incredible job, and, you know, 20 years ago, we were the laughing stock of the country and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And today, well, on November 3rd, the third most populated state in America had their votes tallied before 9 o'clock at night.
That's right.
That just tells you the abilities that we have that other states should follow. We created, you know, mm-hmm, Jeb Bush, and then, Rick Scott came in. You know, they got rid of people who shouldn't be running a supervisor of elections.
You bet.
Who have no business doing what they're doing because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, they invested money and resources into creating one uniform system.
Yep.
There were states throughout the country that mm-hmm had, every county had a different yep system that they were employing mm-hmm for election counting.
Okay. One
Florida has one uniform system.
One last question. One last question, because we're going to run out of time here. Dominion voting machines, do we need to get rid of them?
I'm not gonna say, because I don't know anything about them. You know, all I've heard is, you know, what people have said, and Dominion, quite frankly, believes that they've been maligned in this, and they're suing everyone who, you know, says that their machines were not accurately working. So I don't know. I've never tested their machines. But I think this is, the state of Texas rejected using Dominion.
Yep.
And they believed that there were, you know, issues, and yep, so they didn't use them.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for sticking around a little bit longer. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Amanda Mackey. Now it's M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com is your website, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, folks, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is a Thursday morning. Very busy morning from the night before. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This final segment of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters happen to be made in America. And they also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, if you'll stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, make sure that you remember that all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call, set up an appointment, or stop by the store, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, today, I'll be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farms farm store, and they have a great little meal down there that you can get, sandwich or whatever you want. Got soup if you need to have soup, chili. They make chili there, all that good stuff. They got a great little menu, and I'll be there for the Have Lunch with the Captain series. And look forward to seeing you if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, and I'll be there probably about 11:30, 11:45, and I stick around till about 1:30. It's Have Lunch with the Captain, and that's where I'll be. I'll be sitting right there, and we'll have a group of our folks there. I know Jeff will be there, and I'm pretty sure Fitz will be there. Jeannie's coming. I'm not sure who else is going to be there, but stop by and meet the gang, and you get a chance to meet me, and we'll talk about some stuff, because I imagine there's going to be plenty of stuff to talk about. And Sue, you're invited, too, if you want to drive that far. Over the bridge. Just over the bridge. All right. And I want to mention something here. I got an email earlier from one of our regular listeners, Johanna, and I'm going to read this because she brings out a very interesting point. Everybody's going, well, Donald Trump incited the rioting, blah, 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 blah. And that's what we heard yesterday. I heard it several times. That, and by the way, Mitt Romney even said it. Way to go, Mitt. But here's the deal. Mike Pence contributed to the expectations and subsequent disappointment when he said this. He said, and I quote, I promise you come this Wednesday we will have our day in Congress, end of quote. Well, people look at that statement by Pence and they think it meant that he'd be doing something besides just opening envelopes. So what did he mean? Well, Johanna goes on to say on Wednesday morning when the peaceful protesters heard Pence say that he would not be doing anything but opening envelopes, she thinks it dawned on those who went to D.C. to celebrate that they'd all been duped and misled by people like Pence. And who knows what Pence had been telling Trump that he was going to do. But here's the other thing. A lot of people spent a lot of money to go there that they really didn't have, thinking that this was going to be something that would make things better for them. And they were mad. And then you had the instigators that were there, outside instigators and agitators. And we know that some of them were from Antifa. We know some of them for Black Lives Matter. We know some of them may or may not have been the Proud Boys. We know some of them may have been the skinheads and some of the other radical extremist groups. But we know they were there. How do we know they were there? Facial recognition. That's how we know they were there. Washington, D.C. has it all over the air, especially at the Capitol. And they use it, and they know how to use it. So, for all the different people that did those foul deeds yesterday, ripped things up, tore things up, busted windows, climbed inside, did whatever they did, trashed the place and all that, smile. You were on candid camera. And they will find out who you were. And for the people that are making comments like, well, after all this voter fraud that's taken place, I'm never going to vote again. There'll never be another honest election. Well, there will be, and it's got to be up to us, those of us that are responsible enough to stay the course, to change things around the country and get election reform in the states where it's needed. Now, we know we can start in Arizona. We know California. I mean, you can register to vote on the day of the election, and boom, you're going to vote. You don't even need voter ID. By the way, that's something else. We need voter ID. Every state in the country needs to have voter ID. Every state in the country. No exception. That needs to be one of the things. And that is not voter suppression, ladies and gentlemen. That is called, if you're not registered to vote, and if you're not here legally, you can't vote anyway because you got to be a citizen to vote. Hello, come in. Jeez. I mean, let's start acting like as if we know what we're talking about. And for the people that are saying, and one of them just said it to me, I will never vote again. Well, okay, fine. Good. See ya. But guess what? You are now part of the problem, not the solution. The problem is election reform, and we get together and we do something about it. Now, if you want to go to Facebook, Tea Party Americans is a page I just started. Tea Party Americans. The reason I did that, Tea Party Americans, is because when you do a search for the Tea Party, the first thing you're going to pop up with on Facebook is that, Tea Party Americans. And I'm starting another group. Now, what it could boil into, I don't know. But I'm starting it at the grass level and grassroots level. We're going to build it up and we're going to see what happens. We've got some people in there that are going to help to make America and keep America great. How about that? instead of sitting around complaining and griping and bitching and moaning, we're going to do something about it. And by the way, this radio show is going to continue to do something about it. We're going to continue to talk about the positive and the praises of America and the people that are doing good jobs and the heroes out there that don't get recognized, the police, the firemen, the military, the Coast Guardsmen. You know, there's every day, somebody saves somebody's life with a Coast Guard offshore that you don't even know about. These are the people we're going to continue to honor, and we do this program for them, not me. Them and you. It's all about America. And we need to start thinking about America and stop thinking about, well, I didn't get my check. What do I do now? Well, what do you do now is if you want your damn check, guess what? You go to the congressman's office, your stimulus check, or you get the PPP, you fill that out. It's not that hard to do. If you don't know how to do it, there's people out there that will help you. So that's what you do. By the way, there was a report yesterday that there was a pipe bomb found at the Republican National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. And when the police used the tear gas in the Capitol Rotunda, you probably saw some of the congressmen and women putting on those plastic bags over their heads. That was their makeshift gas mask, the tear gas. So that's something that I've seen done elsewhere. But... Well, it's using your head for something other than a hat rack, right? So there you go. But again, America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth, the place I want to be. And I'm going to keep it that way. And I'm willing to do what it takes to keep things going that way. And yes, Christine, maybe we do need a new party. Well, that's all part of it. That's all part of it. And it's MeWe, Christine, not MaWe. But I know what you're saying. But anyway, I'm on Facebook. I'm also over on Parler, and I'm not really going to move around very much. I don't need to. I've built up a tremendous following over on Facebook, and I'm starting to build a large following on Parler, too. So it is what it is. But I also am careful about what I do. I don't get out there and try to antagonize the world and do things to, you know, get myself put in Facebook jail or any of that. No. No. I'm in the news business. And I don't have to editorialize news to be in the news business. Legitimate news stories are there. That's why we played what we played earlier, the news report with a summary of the day from SRN. Because that's stuff that I know is legitimate, not something that somebody took the news and then wrote it to give it a totally different spin to it. And that's what we call editorializing the news. And you got to get away from that stuff, folks. That's part of the problem. Now, we know that we still got great days ahead of us. We know that. And we know that we aren't going anywhere. So, again, local elections coming up in 2021. We got the 2-year midterm elections coming up in 2022. We got to get it right. Get out there. Do what needs to be done. Start organizing now with your friends, your neighbors, and other like-minded people, and do what it takes to keep America rolling along. We're not giving up. We're not slowing down. We're not giving in to anybody. This is America. We're Americans first, and we're going to act like it. All right, we'll be back tonight. Have a great day. God bless America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.